Ravina said that Rishashi, the son of Rav Nosson, told him that Hillel, the Amora, had a Kabbalah that one may not eat his matzah and mora together as a sandwich, because he held that matzah in today's times is deraisa, mora is only derabbanan, and eating them together will cause the taste of the matzah to be nullified, thus making him not yaitz in the mitzvah of matzah. And even according to the sheet that it holds, that we don't consider mitzvahs to be able to nullify each other, that's only when they're the same level mitzvah. Here, with one being deraisa, one derabbanan, all would agree that one can nullify the other, and therefore the matzah and the mora should not be eaten together. For the Gemara, who's the sheet that says that mitzvahs cannot nullify each other? So Gemara, it's actually Hillel the Tana, because the Braita says that Hillel would make a sandwich of the Pesach and the Maror on the matzah. Rabbi Yochanan said others disagreed with Hillel. Rabbi says one would think that the matzah, maror, and pesach should be eaten as Hillel ate them in a sandwich. The pasuk therefore says al matzah isum maror miyechlu, which teaches that they may even be eaten separately. Rav Ashi asked if the Rabbi means to say that the different mitzvahs nullify each other, why would it say that they may even be eaten separately? They should say that it must be eaten separately. Therefore, Rav Ashi explained the Rabbi is saying one would think that the only way to be yotze the mitzvahs is to eat them together in a sandwich. The pasuk therefore teaches us that they may even be eaten separately. The Gemara says, since we're unclear how to paskin, one should make a bracha and eat the matzah, then make a bracha and eat the mora, then eat a sandwich of matzah and mora together as a zecher for the way that Hillel did it in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Zok, the Gemara relies on the name of Rabbi Shai, said, one must wash his hands before touching any food that's dipped into a liquid. It's a gzeira derabonon. Rav Papa said, based on the fact that we must wash our hands before eating the lettuce, it must be that the lettuce should be totally immersed in the charoises, because the lettuce will therefore be wet, which is why the hands must be washed. You know, we see that it must be fully immersed into the charoises, and why would we do that? To remove the poisons or the worms which it contains, because if not, why would we have to wash our hands? The Gemara says it may be that it does not need to be totally immersed. It may be that the poison or the worms die just from smelling the charoises, even without being totally immersed in it. The reason for washing the hands may be as a gzeira for a case when one happens to totally immerse it. Rav Papa said one should not leave the mara and the charoises for a long time, because it may take away the bitterness of the mara, in which case you wouldn't be yaitza with mara. Rabbanu Ukva said if one washed his hands for the first dipping of the vegetables, he must again wash his hands for the second dipping of the vegetables. Rabbanu Ukva must have been referring to meals other than the Pesach Seder, because during the Seder, since one intended on dipping twice, the kippos and the maror, why would he need to wash his hands a second time? Rav Papa said the statement was made regarding the Seder, because there's no other meal when one has two vegetable dishes that he would dip. The reason he has to wash a second time is because after the kippos, he reads the Haggadah and says Hal, during which time he gets distracted from making sure his hands remain tar, and therefore he must wash them again. Zok to Gemara, Rava said if someone swallows the matzah without chewing it, he's yoytze the mitzvah of matzah. If he swallows maror without chewing it, he's not yoytze. If he swallows them both together, he's yoytze matzah, but not maror. If he wrapped them in material that grows on a tree trunk and swallows them, he's not yoytze either, because he's not considered to have eaten any of them. Rav Simi Bar Ashi said each person's table, because they each have their own little table, must have the matzah, the mara, and the charoises. However, the only table that needs to be removed for the saying of the Haggadah is the table in front of the leader of the Seder. Rav Huna said only the table in front of the one leading the Seder has to have matzah, mara, and charoises altogether. Gemara Paskins, like Rav Huna. The Devei Rabbi Yani explained the reason the table is removed from the Seder leader is to cause the children to ask questions regarding this seemingly unusual practice of removing the table while eating is still going on. Abai was at Rabbi's Seder and saw them removing the table at the beginning of the Haggadah. He said, we haven't eaten yet. Why are you removing the table? Rabbi said, oh, we're now potter from having to ask the Manashtana, and we can go straight to the answer, which explains why this night is different than all other nights. Shmuel said, matzah is called lechem oini because it's bread over which we say many things. A Bryce says matzah is called lechem oini either because of Shmuel's reason, or because it's like an oni, a poor person, and should be eaten from a broken piece like poor people do, or just as a poor man heats the oven for his wife while she, you know, for her to bake while she's busy making it, so it should be done quickly without wasting any wood. The same thing should be done for matzah. It has to be baked quickly so that it does not become chametz.